just had here a whole Kuftes Vav Amid Beis, a little bit of drama, that talks about how the Prushim and the Tzedukim seem to have seen the laws of Nachlois very, very differently. Ad kidei kach, that there was this major tension that resulted in a yontif of Megillus Tainus. They literally had to have this big nitzuach where Rabbi Yechiman Zakkai, the Nasi, the Gadol Hador, he has to take on, was he a Nasi? It's questionable, by the way. But he has to take on the Tzedukim and to have this great vikuach with them to try to win back the Seder Nachlis. And the truth is, I think it's a very befitting knetch to what we've been mentioning, side the shiur from this machzer and side the shiur from last machzer throughout the beginning of Yesh Noichlin. And that is that the Teresh of Iksav and the Teresh of Alpev, the Seder Nachlis, don't talk to each other so much. And really, there's a tremendous disconnect between the two parashias. And it would clearly lend itself to, if there's this sect of quote-unquote Jews who don't believe in the Teresh of Alpev and they have their whole own mahalach of how they go about things, well, yeah, it's going to really play itself out as it relates to the Seder Nachlis. And you see it did. Ad kidei kach, that there's a yontif that's on the calendar of Megillus Tainus that relates to this. I think it also gives us a little bit of a better appreciation for the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara there was discussing whether when a mother dies and leaves over a son and a daughter, do you have the same Seder Nachlis that the Ben comes before the Bas that you do when a father dies, or do you not have it, right? So ordinarily, if a father dies, so the son comes before the daughter. What about if a mother dies? It was Machloikis Reb Zechari ben Akatzav and the Chachamim. And if you remember, we made a big deal about this when we learned the Gemara. So the Gemara over there said, I'll just read a few lines. Rav Nitai Sova Lemevet Uvdik Reb Zechari ben Akatzav. Rav Nitai wanted to go like Reb Zechari ben Akatzav, that when a mother dies, there's no kedima to the son over the daughter. Amalei Shmuel, Keman Kescharia Ofei Scharia, right? Scharia is nothing. Rav Tavla avadu the Rav Scharia ben Akatzav. Rav Tavla once did learn Rav Scharia ben Akatzav. So Rav Nachman called him out. He said, "Maihi." So he told him, "What do you mean, Rav Chininer bar Shlam Yisrael in the name of Rav that Talach is like Rav Scharia ben Akatzav?" Amalei, he told him, "Be Chayzer, and if not, I'm going to take Rav Chininer bar Shlam Yo and Mafik Nolach Me Unyech. I'm going to rip him out of your ear." Whoa, what does that mean? The Rashbam said, I'm going to put you in Chayim. That's what it means. The Gemara said, Rav Huna bar Chiya wanted to do once like Rav Chaim ben Akatzav. Nachman said, what's going on over here? He said, what do you mean? I heard it from Rav Huna. He said, really? Should we go ask Rav Huna? If that's what he said. He said, no, don't ask Rav Huna. He started getting embarrassed. So there was a lot of disproportionate drama associated. I think this is the rest of the story. And the rest of the story is that there's a big tension between the Chachamim and between the Tzedukim as it relates to Seder Nachlis. Befrat, Rav Chaim ben Akatzav was coming, Mikoyach Dayo, love him, Adin Lias Kenodin, which is something that is from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas pen. Just like this Tzeduki was coming Mikoyach what? He was coming Mikoyach HaKal V'Chomer. So you're going to start going Kenega the Mesoira, and you're going to pull out a Dayoy, and you're going to pull out a Kal V'Chomer. This is already Mais and Tzedukim. Valzen Nema Lohoitzi Miliben Shal Tzedukim. And I think that drama very much is Matim with this Indian of Lohoitzi Miliben Shal Tzedukim. Right? Just to bring it out, we've spoken about this in the past. Not for now, of course, but there's so many things that you find in Chazal. The Chazal made such a big deal about, and really it's rooted in Lohoitzi Living Shal Tzedakim. One of them was just Dover Be'itai Ma'atai. We're recording this daf Mimachros Yom Kippurim, but really it's the second day Sukkot is daf. But for sure, if you're holding mit with the live Chabura, so this is very Dover Be'itai Ma'atai. Right, Chazal say, Kolo Eichel B'chi U'mesana Basiri Ma'lo Alav Akosav Kilo Esana Chi Basir. And we mentioned many times from the Shibolei Aleket that the Shibolei Aleket said, why is it such a big deal to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So the Chassam Sofer brings from the Shlach Kodesh who said a Dover Nifl. He said, because really, Benisim Pazav Shesecha means, Sai the Guf has to be Be'inoy and Sai the Nefesh has to be Be'inoy. How you ma'ana the guf? By depriving it, by not indulging. How you ma'ana the neshama? By indulging. So he said, on Yom Kippur, we deprive the guf. And that's why you have the Chamisha Inuyim, with the exception of Chush Harech. Why? Because that's a chush, that's a hana that the neshama has, right? What's the makar that you make a birchas arech koila neshama the halal ka? But on Erev Yom Kippur, we deprive the neshama. How do you deprive the neshama? By fressing. And that's kol oichel b'chi umesana ba'asiri ma'al olav akosav kilu esana chi ba'asiri zok tichsam soiv b'shem d'shlo ha'kodesh. On chi, this inoy ha'neshama, and on asir, this inoy ha'gof. But the Shmuel, like I said, a different shah. He said, you want to know, because if you look in the Torah says, it sounds like from the Torah, v'nisim esnaf sheiseichem betishol ha'kodesh. Fait the Gemara, betishol, I thought it, oh, kolayicha b'chi. But the Pshutei Shal Mikra sounds like you're supposed to fast on the ninth day of Tishrei, and the Tzedukim Taka used to fast on the ninth day of Tishrei, and because they used to fast on the ninth day of Tishrei, so Lahoitzim Libin Shal Salaikim, you know, Chazal said that not only can you not fast, but you're supposed to eat. Now that you eat, if you eat, it's as if you fast. The point is that because it was Lahoitzim, so there's so many times that you've, right, Shlom HaKoyim of Vilna, who brings the Messiah from the Vilna Goyim, that the reason Oinus Talmud Chacham is me Erev Shabbos. Milel Shabbos, but Chazal said, "May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos." What's the reason? So he said, "B'shem the guy that the guy said because the Eben Ezra brings in the name of a Karoy in his Pirush Al Torah. It says Becharish of Akatzur Tishbois. That it means that there's an Issa Tashmish on Shabbos. That's what it's referring to. So Lahoitzim Miliben Shal Tzadikim Oynis Talmud Chacham became May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. That's for Shomru Bnei Yisrael Shabbos Rosh Hatevis Biel, like Rabbi Akiva brings in the Siddur. That's where it comes from. It comes from that Indian. The Kohenu Rabbis, you find so many in Yonim as it relates to this Indian. Like, so the parish of Nachlois, that I'm going to pull Rab Chinin and Bashlim you out of your ear, and let's go ask Rav Huna, let's go to Zama, let's hear Rav Huna's Taka Maskim. This drama comes to life, I think, based on this Gemara right here, on Daf Kuf Tez Vav Amadeus.